As we are encroaching on list season, ESPN put out their post-draft NFL power rankings, and we're going to welcome on Jake Mearn, who's going to walk us through some of the rankings, where the Browns are, where teams around us are, where teams in the division are, and we're going to go ahead and answer whether they're too high, too low, or just right. Jake, welcome in.
Yeah, guys, let's start with the Cleveland Browns. They are ranked 29th after the NFL draft in these power rankings. They have their most improved position as running back, of course, with the Jets, Titans, and Giants as the only teams behind them. So the Browns at 29, guys.
It feels just right. All right, there's a part of me that thinks that they should be 31st or 32nd, and then I remember that the Giants exist. I remember that the Titans, even without Cam Ward, exist, and it just feels like 29 seems appropriate.
I think it might be a skosh too high. I think there's the Browns and one other team that are ranked in the 20s that should absolutely be in the 30s. I really do. I think this is.
Is your other team the Panthers?
Nope, not doing it.
Not doing it quite yet.
Because I don't want to give it away when we then, you know, do that team. It would be weird if we did the Panthers because we're in Cleveland. But I can answer to it. But
I know you can.
But I think this is setting up to be a really... The only saving grace I have for this team is a healthy offensive line in that defense.
Well, so, I mean, you can see, based off of what the Giants did, based off of what the Titans did, I think Cam Ward alone should take you out of the 30s, don't you?
I actually think the Titans probably belong in this. I don't think that's a good team. I don't know that Cam's going to save that franchise.
I mean,
I think for them
you take
to not
with
have...
the, you take him with the number one overall pick with the idea that he's going to save the franchise.
Over years,
does it happen in year one or does it not?
I don't think this is like Washington last year.
I got more of a feeling like Drake May with the Patriots last season and how it kind of goes down, even though he will get to start week one, which is
agreed.
A little bit different.
Yep.
But you end up with not a lot of wins, but you see that he's your franchise quarterback, and then you really make a push the year after.
Like, I think if the Browns do more than 5 or 6 wins, and even then, 5 or 6 wins might be a real accomplishment with this roster, depending on how it happens. I don't think people nationally are giving enough credit to how off the rails this season can go. I think this team has a median floor or median ceiling and a tremendously low floor. And I just the lost part of this is, does the Deshaun situation hang over this? You know, is there fallout still from that? Is Kevin the right leader to lead them out of 3-14? I think those things matter as much as just talent. And oh, by the way, I think your roster is flawed in a lot of ways right now.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we'll find out. I do think it's interesting, though, because having just decent quarterback play compared to what you saw with Deshaun Watson over the past couple seasons, you should at least, even though it's going to be very much a question mark as to who it is, and we might go through 3 or 4 different quarterbacks, you should look better in totality from the quarterback spot. And listen, Nick, you're going to be better than you were offensively last year. There's no way to look worse than what they were last year offensively.
They've got a quarterback room with Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, and Shedeur Sanders.
Yes.
They could look worse.
It's got to be better than 32nd in points scored last year.
I don't know it does. It might be because if you...
What was
if
it,
you,
15 if, points a game last season?
I could see this offense scoring 15 points a game, absolutely.
I think there is going to be a little bit of a bump up because I think anyone with a pulse is going to have a little bit of a bump up relative to what we had with quarterback last year.
I mean, Jameis Winston is better than Kenny Pickett. Ooh, man, do you realize how much that hurts to say?
I don't know about that.
Oh, I do. Jameis can execute a pass down the field consistently. Sometimes just to the other team.
But it's a combination of Deshaun Watson and then Jameis Winston and a really... I'll just go Leroy Jenkins, Jameis Winston, and then into 3 games of DTR, who should never have started a game in his life.
I think we grew into, much like Joe Flacco 2 years ago, I think we grew into Leroy Jenkins, Jameis. I don't think we got it at the beginning.
I think he's the only Jameis that actually exists.
I think he had some hope early, and he was restrained, Jameis.
Okay.
And then the Globe game happened, and I think he really thought, I've got this job, I'm going to be great.
He's a house guest that you welcome in, and then 3 months later gets more comfortable and more comfortable and more comfortable. And before you know it, they're doing things that nobody should be doing. That's Jameis Winston.
Too high, too low,
oh,
just right.
I tried, baby.
The Browns are ranked 29th on ESPN's NFL post-draft power rankings. Is that too high, too low, just right? Next up there, Jake.
Yeah, I mentioned it there with a team below the Browns, the New York Giants, ranked 32nd, dead last in the NFL. Their most improved position at quarterback, they redid that room, obviously, and they drafted Abdul Carter and Jackson Dart in the first round. But are they really the worst team in the NFL?
They're not. They're way too low. They might have the 11th pick next year. I would rubber stamp this. The Giants will not have a top 10 pick next year.
Okay, so I know you like their defense a ton. We've debated that way more than we ever probably should in this show, if we're being honest about it. And that's fine. I like their defensive line. I know it's a part you like about their team as well. I can't buy into Russ at all in the slightest bit, but you do have Malik Nabers, and they have a run game. I mean, yeah. They do. Tyrone Tracy was 1,100 yards from scrimmage last year. Like they have a really good skill position standpoint to go ahead and launch off of.
I think they have enough. Listen, I don't think they're going to win the division. I think they're going to be a 7 or 8 win team. So I think this is almost like the reverse big media bias. The only way that this thing, unless Brian Daboll just completely lost that locker room and can't get it back, that's the only way I think this thing goes to that bad, where they're going to have the number one pick next year. Little hopeful
do
thinking
we
there.
See Jackson Dart in the mix at any point?
Yeah, I think that's a spot where I would give Jackson a chance to steal the job, actually.
Oh, out of training camp?
Yeah.
Oh, I think. Well, I mean,
I don't think you can ever say it until he actually does it. I don't think he will.
Yeah, because the moment you do, that's the moment that Russ is asking to be traded, yeah. Asking to be gone. He's not. He's not doing any more of that.
So, but yeah, I would give him like a 10% chance of taking that job.
Man, that would be the most. That would be very NFL gossipy and very juicy if now, that ended up happening.
That would also be the way that the Giants end up getting the number one pick next year. All right, so Giants too high, too low, just right. I say way too low. Did you say too low too?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, what's up next, Jake?
Yeah, from the best to the worst, the Kansas City Chiefs get the top ranking in these NFL post-draft power rankings. Their most improved position is listed as wide receiver. But do the Chiefs really deserve the top ranking after the blowout in the Super Bowl?
Yep. Until proven otherwise, they're going to come back this year, and then they're going to go like 15-2, and it's going to be annoying. And the offense, I actually think the offense is going to be better this year. But no, they're until somebody actually stops them from being the best regular season in football, I'm going to say they're the best.
They've earned the number one ranking, but I think they're going to look more like they were last year instead of 2 years ago. And I don't mean from a win-loss perspective. I think they're going to look, the offense will look more like it did last year instead of 2 years ago. And I do think that they are at a spot. I thought they hit this last year around week 8, week 9 or so, where I do think they are overrated in many ways. I really do. And so I don't know what happens. Does Travis Kelce continue to just kind of take it easy in the regular season and then try to show up in the postseason where, oh, by the way, he was not able to do so successfully? What happens with their run game? What happens with the lack of wide receivers? Like, I do think they put Mahomes in a pretty awful position, all things considered. So I'm going to give it to him as an honorary spot, but I don't think it ends up that way at the end of the season.
All right. I don't want to give it away for anybody else. I think they're just right until proven otherwise. What's up next?
Yeah, I've waited long enough. The Pittsburgh Steelers ranked 17th, the most improved position listed as defensive line. But if the season started tomorrow, guys, Mason Rudolph or Will Howard would be their starting quarterback. Is this 17th ranking fair for Pittsburgh?
Yeah, they don't have a quarterback. This ranking was too generous.
You answered it.
Too generous. Yeah. Until they have a quarterback, and even when it becomes Aaron Rodgers. Them with Aaron Rodgers, 17 feels right. Them with Mason Rudolph feels more like 24-25.
I can't believe I'm going to say this. Them with Aaron Rodgers, that's a top 14 team. That is. I would rank them top 14. Them without Aaron Rodgers.
Wait, top 4 or top 14?
Top 14. Top 4. I'm not sniffing glue here.
You said it like you were like really like, whoa, wait a second.
I just didn't enunciate properly.
I was like, wait a second.
But no.
I think they're better than half of the teams in the league. Okay.
With Aaron Rodgers, I would put them as a top 14 team. Without Aaron Rodgers, they might be a bottom 12 team. So, I think Aaron's going there, so I'll actually say it's actually probably just a touch low.
Did you hear the new theory around Aaron Rodgers and him waiting to potentially sign with the Steelers? No. And listen, I was the person that was like, hey, I think it's going to happen in the big night out, McAfee.
Yeah.
Wrong about that. So I have a lot of leeway to be wrong about this one as well. The rumor on the streets is that Rodgers is waiting until after the schedule is released because he thinks Mike North and the people in the NFL screwed him over with the Jets last season and giving him a bunch of nighttime games, a bunch of Thursday night games, a bunch of Monday night games, and he thought it put him off to a really awful start last season. And so he's basically holding the schedule makers hostage because there's a chance. You can't put Mason Rudolph on five primetime games, and they won't risk that and roll that dice. And so Aaron Rodgers wants the beginning part of his season to be nicer and better than it was last year with the Jets.
Aaron Rodgers thinking that much, thinking anyone thinks that much about Aaron Rodgers, it probably makes sense. All right, let's go lightning round here.
Yeah, the Bears, I think it's an interesting one. They're ranked 21st. Offensive line obviously got massively improved. It's huge win for Caleb Williams. Are they too low here?
What'd you say, 21st?
21st for the Bears.
That's a ridiculous ranking. They deserve to be better than that because Loveland and I, listen, I'm not a Luther Burden guy. You know that. But Luther Burden is a three wide receiver. I can get on board with that. They fixed the offensive line. They fixed the defensive line. And I've just really believed Ben Johnson is better than that. Plus, they got the Pope on their side now.
I'm going to tell you right now, it's just right. Caleb Williams has a lot to prove this year.
No doubt about that, and he's got to stay upright, too. 68 sacks last season. Yep. They got him murdered last year.
I actually think Ben Johnson has a chance here. I just think it's tougher to be the offensive head coach of Wunderkind that pulls Caleb Williams into prominence than it is to be the offensive coordinator that pulls Jared Goff to prominence, who had already had a successful career to that point.
What is funny to me is the lack of national... So national media went really hard for the Bears last season.
Mm-hmm.
Like Nick Wright, for instance, put him in the NFC title game. You're going to have the effect of the Bears letting everyone down from a national perspective haunt them this offseason, because more people will talk like 21 or 22 than give them any sort of credit or benefit of the doubt now.
All right, who's up next?
The Cincinnati Bengals missed the playoffs last year, but ranked 10th in the NFL after the draft.
Way too high. This is embarrassing. They're not.
That's not embarrassing. Joe Burrow's your quarterback.
Okay, so Joe Burrow and the Scrubettes. Like it's
well, they don't have a defense.
Yeah, and quite frankly, they missed a huge opportunity to rebuild that defense in a meaningful way.
I'd buy Joe Burrow and the Scrubettes tickets.
They're going to be
coming to Playhouse
Square.
They'll
be the eighth seed again this year. They'll be an 8-9, 9-8 team. They'll miss the playoffs by a game, all because they didn't want to spend and actually invest in that defensive line the way they did when they signed DJ Reader and Trey Hendrickson 4 years ago when they wanted to boost that defense and give Joe Burrow a chance.
I'm okay with mocking them for not doing anything defensively. I think that's fair. I think that's what we should be doing. Them trying to push the boundaries of how much offense can just win you games is an interesting proposition, but I think Joe Burrow has earned the right to be top 10, and I want to say just right. It feels just right.
What else you got?
The last team in our division, the Baltimore Ravens, ranked 5th. We know they had a great draft in Malachi Starks and Mike Green, but is 5 too high for the Ravens?
I still don't know Mike Green fixed their pass rush. They rely a lot on system pass rush. Now, that being said, they'll bring back Jadeveon Clowney and have 55 sacks next year. I think this is about just right. Like I think they're right in the thick of it. I think if you go teams 1 through 6 or 7, I think they're all kind of interchangeable. I think this is just right.
I feel like they'll be in the AFC title game, and so that would imply that they're one of the top 4 teams in football. But in order to do that exercise, that means I have to kick some people out, right? Can you give me the 4 teams ahead of them?
I believe it's the Chiefs at 1, obviously, Eagles at 2, and then
Bills and Lions.
Bills and Lions, yeah.
That have them as the 3rd best team in the AFC.
It feels right. Even though I want to put them in the AFC title game, I don't think they're better than Buffalo, and Buffalo is getting better with each passing year. I don't think they're better than the Chiefs. It's going to come down to seeding more than it's going to come down to anything. Do the Bills take on the Chiefs in the early rounds like they historically have, or do you end up in a situation where maybe the Ravens end up on the wrong side of that, and that team ends up against the Chiefs in the AFC title game once again?
That is too high, too low, just right. Good stuff. Jake, when we come back, the word questionable has been thrown around quite a bit. I don't know that that's even the right word in this specific instance. That's coming up in 5 minutes right here on 92.3 The Fan.